This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said comments by Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday that Russia may supply weapons for North Korea after signing a defense pact with Pyongyang are, quote, incredibly concerning. Putin suggested after a visit to North Korea this week such weapon supplies to the isolated nuclear-armed country would be a mere response to the Western arming of Ukraine. He also warned U.S. ally South Korea would be making a big mistake if it decided to supply arms to Ukraine, and Moscow would respond to such a move in a way that would be painful for Seoul. A treason trial of a Russian-American woman opened on Thursday as tensions continued to rise between Washington and Moscow. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
A Russian-American woman is being tried in a Russian court on charges of treason. Ksenia Karelina, also known as Ksenia Khavana, lives in Los Angeles. She was arrested when she traveled to Yekaterinburg in February to visit her family there. She's accused of raising money for a Ukrainian organization that was providing weapons, among other supplies, to the Ukrainian military. Her boyfriend has said she made a single donation of about $50 to a Ukrainian organization, according to media reports. Karolina's trial comes as tensions rise between Washington and Moscow, including over the arrests of two American journalists. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder told reporters the U.S. military-built pier in Gaza was unloading humanitarian aid again on Thursday after being removed for a second time last week because of rough seas. The pier was reattached to Gaza's shoreline on Wednesday.
Overnight, the transfer of humanitarian assistance from Cyprus to Gaza resumed with more than